Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great, big, vast world of ours. This is Purpose Talk Radio. I am your host, Cindy Freeman, and I am hoping that I am actually on the air live. I am. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great, big, vast world of ours. Welcome to Purpose Talk Radio. I am your host, Cindy Freeman. And hopefully it is working today. There's a new system here with Blog Talk Radio, again, where there's some direct connect through my computer. There is not Skype. There's not phone. So we're seeing how this works today. So anybody that is in the chat room, would you please let me know if it is indeed working, if you indeed have sound. Unfortunately, I ask our guest, except our guest is on a landline today because she doesn't have power neck of the woods in Honduras. So we are, I guess, just kind of hoping for the best here. As I said, this is Purpose Talk Radio. We do broadcast every Monday at 2 p.m. Central, and that would make it noon on the Pacific Coast, 3 p.m. on the East Coast, and 8 p.m. in the U.K. And what we've got going on right now is the beginning of September, where I am at school trying to find rooms to broadcast. As we have meetings and classes and things like that going on. So this has been interesting, too. 2 weeks ago, the classroom was empty. Today, they have a class in it. So it's been kind of fun trying to finagle things. And I may, in the middle of the show, have to get up and move and go somewhere else. We'll have to see how this all works out shortly. But for now, we are, completely on the air. Let's see. What else do I want to tell you? This show is about people who are living their purpose, that they want to share with the world how they got to know what it is, how they got to achieve it, and most importantly, how you yourself may be able to achieve a similar abundance of knowing and living your purpose as well. So, having said that, I would like to, I hope, bring on our guest. I have a very unknown number here, and I'm not sure what the number is of, there's two of them going on here. So I'm going to just take a guess because our, I'm sorry, let me back up a little bit. The song that you heard was by the group True Trinity. And that is the voice of Jillian Clark and myself and Rachel Martinez that created that song. It's called I Am Who I Am, and the website for that is TrueTrinity.com. And if you'd like to get the song, you are welcome to purchase it over there. It's available for you. So the other thing is if you'd like to be a guest on our show, know someone who might want to share their purpose with the rest of the world. Or if you have a product or service you'd like to market to our wonderful audience out here who are constantly looking for ways to improve their life and live their purpose, you can reach me at Cindy@PurposeTalkRadio.com. So, like I say, I'm going to take a chance here and see who we have on the air with us today. Hello, this is Cindy. You are live on Purpose Talk Radio. 661 phone number? Hello?
Hello?
This is not Milana, is it? Milana? Hello?
No.
Are you hearing?
I'm waiting. I'm waiting to hear Milana. Is she on at 1 o'clock Mountain Time?
I am going to put her on the air very shortly, so I'm going to put you back on hold for the moment because I'm trying to figure out where she is because she's calling in for a different number today. So I'll put you back on hold.
As long as I know I've got the right time. Don't worry. That's great. I look forward
yes,
to your,
you do.
Your job. Thank you.
Great. And I'll bring you on for questions for her in a little bit. Thanks. Well, there we go. You know, again, we keep doing this little technology game. Milana, would that be you?
Yeah, are we talking this time? Hello?
We are talking this time. You are live on the air. Hello?
I've been sitting here laughing as you're talking about all of your technology problems on that side, because here our bread truck hit the telephone pole outside the barber shop because I think the bread guy, delivery guy, was texting. And so we have no electricity. I was in the middle of a Skype. We have no electricity. So I had to go turn on the generator to go online, to go to Facebook, to get the phone number, the land phone number of your radio program.
So there we go. You know, this show is never without technological glitches, I swear. You know,
talking about stumbling over your purpose, yeah?
Yep, it fits right in with the theme, doesn't it?
It absolutely does.
Uh-oh. Where'd you go? We lost her. Oh, no. We lost Milana. Uh-oh. Oh, I hope she calls back in because, yeah. Well, in the meantime, let's see. What else can I tell you? Let's see. If you'd like to chat on the show with us, you can do so at the bottom of the Blog Talk Radio page for this show. The chat room is open. You would scroll all the way down to the page. If you call in on Skype, you hit 1, and that's how you reach us. And then the third way that you can do that is to call in to 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. Boy, these numbers are coming in really strangely, so I'm going to take a chance again. This doesn't even have an area code or a phone number on it to save my soul. I'm going to have to talk with somebody how these switchboards are working with these phone numbers. Let's take a chance. That's Milana back. Okay.
Am I talking to you? Yeah. I don't know. This is twice now I've lost the service, and so I call right back in. So I don't know if that's your side or my side. Could be part of that telephone pole thing.
Yeah. They may have gotten knocked off, you know, more than just electricity, too. Who knows?
Well, or they're wiggling the phone line.
Well, and you're coming in as a different number each time, so.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm looking at my switchboard here. And before you came in with a country code and everything attached to it,
yeah.
Which is interesting because I've never seen any of my calls come in with a country code, and I know you're using, you know, the Magic Jack system. And
no, I'm not
then,
using Magic Jack. It takes a computer.
Not okay.
Having to use the landline.
Oh, wow. Okay. And then this time it came in with a 8-digit number.
A Honduras telephone number has 8 digits, not including the area code.
Okay, so that one came in an interesting way. Like I said, this time it came in this way. The last time it came in with an area, it was a whole, whatever it was, 16, 18 digits or something with country code.
It's like we want to stand up and be counted. Give us lots of numbers.
3, 6, 9, 12. Okay, 14. There you go. So yeah. Anyway.
But if I lose you again, I'll try to call back in, and you'll know that I'm the one with all the crazy numbers.
Sounds good. Yeah, I'll see which one we get. Love, joy. You know, and we got to keep laughing no matter what happens here because, you know, that's the way to do it. So
exactly.
Let me finish. Actually, I think I finished telling people, you know, the last piece of how you can call in is 347-205-9074. You did have a friend of yours call. I think hopefully you heard her. She wanted to double check at the time of when the show was on. So hopefully she'll listen or call back if she has a question to share with you. She didn't identify herself. I just had her on the air momentarily before you were on.
Oh,
so,
my mystery follower. Okay.
Did you hear it before? Did you hear her?
Yeah, I heard a part of what she said. Yeah.
Okay, good. I just, because then I was questioning if we were on the air, you know, or I'm just talking to you somewhere else, you know. Well, we had a whole show of that where all they could do was hear on the phone at one point. So it was pretty interesting. Anyway, joy. So you are in the lovely country of Honduras, so that we let people have some clue as to why some of this is an issue. And like I say, when we're getting the country code, all that information that comes up and does some strange things that us Americans don't always see, you know, when we call internationally, there are country codes that people have to call, you know.
Well, living here is a little bit like, I equate it to Spanish-speaking Mayberry, you know, the old Andy Griffith program. Only instead of party lines, we have this situation.
Okay.
You still there?
Yep. I heard it clicking and out. It's like, oh, no, don't go away. Don't go away.
Right. I wiggled a little bit. That could be my phone cord.
Okay. Here we go. Anyway, so... Well, interesting. So a little bit of country, a little bit of rock and roll there too, or something. I don't know.
Well, it would be more ranchero or reggaeton, but yeah.
Okay, there you go. You know, these gringos don't know much. This one, anyway. So
it's really anyway. Very very laid back here and very easy going. I like it. Like I said, it's like Mayberry, Spanish-speaking Mayberry, back in the 1950s. So, and we lose electricity an awful lot, so that's why I think everybody has hammocks. You get a book and you're going to lay in the hammock and you read. It's very good for your brain to not have electricity. Electricity brings about a lot of noise and a lot of distractions.
Okay. I kind of like that. Between the trees and just enjoy it. Yeah, it would be fun.
I was so thrilled.
I don't get that much anymore.
No, that's right. But I wanted to tell you, I was so thrilled when you asked me to be on the program because it's just fitting right into the flow that I am moving in right now. It tells me that all of the stumbling and obstacles that I've been dealing with this year are starting to face their way out. I have learned what I needed to learn from the experience, I think. And that's why this is such a great topic to talk about, you know, because your program is so wonderful in promoting women with their purpose. Because there's so many people still floating around trying to find theirs. But, you know, stories of how people find the purpose inspires me. Stories of how people achieve the purpose empowers me. But when you get to hear stories of conquering the hurdles, of turning obstacles into moments of divine ahas, that brings grit. That toughens you up and lets you know that you're not alone, you can do it.
Cool. You know, we can't forget the men because this show is not just for women. It is for men, too. So I just want to clarify, if any of you are out there, you know, and the other thing that we do is it's not about a religion or a particular belief system or spirituality. It is open, you know, sometimes we talk about a specific, I guess I want to say genre of spirituality, based on who our guests are. You know, if you don't like the words that are in there, pick the one that works for you. You know, if you call it spirit, universe, God, whatever, and it doesn't work for you, swap it out. Because, again, we have all, we try to keep things as open as possible for all audiences and all ages. You know, we do make this a family show, too, because the kids need to know this stuff, too.
Totally,
the sooner they learn it.
Yeah.
The sooner they learn it,
totally
the much further they're going to be. Maybe they won't stumble over some of the stuff we did. Who knows? So.
Oh, I think the kids come in knowing this stuff. We just kind of train them out of it.
Yeah, there's a possibility, too. A possibility, too. So let me tell you who this lady is on the other side, and then we'll get into that because there's another one of those belief systems that where you and I continue to differ just a little bit, and that's okay. And I hear the static, so I'm hoping that doesn't mean you're going to go away right after I get done introducing you. But, so, Milana Ashley, PhD, has had her plans derailed a few times in her life, and some of them she will be sharing with you. And I'm going to, in the moment, go back up here and put her call back on hold so I can do this introduction. And hopefully whatever's going on in the background will disappear by then. Okay, so Milana is a holistic healer, a mystic and metaphysician, and an award-winning author. I think she's working on third book. We'll go into that a little bit. But she's been helping people find peace and well-being by recognizing the root cause of their problem for about 20 years. Her workshops explore universal principles as they pertain to health, wellness, and the evolution of spirit. Besides her formal education, her teachers include elders of traditional cultures of Hawaiian, Ofuna, Lakota, and Mayan. The books, workshops, and consultations she offers are a blending of the wisdoms that support an important message of oneness and connection. And I know some of those were native tribes, and I hope I got the one right. The other ones I've heard about. So let's see if the sound, yeah, good. The background went away. So you must have had planes or somebody, one of the dogs running through or something over there.
Yeah, we did. We had a plane go over.
Yeah, so I guess it's just like my co-classmates somewhere along the way may come in here, and I told them I'm on the air. That isn't going to mean anything. One of my instructors started talking to me literally 2 minutes before the show and wanted to ask me about one of my fieldwork assignments, saying, what's this for? Who's this group? Because the person who sent her the email didn't identify it. Hello. And, you know, I may be interpreting it. And it's like, who's this for? I'm like, no, I have this radio show from 2 to 4. She didn't pay attention to the time. I'm like, no, I got to reset my computer. I got to go. Sorry. And I hope she wasn't put off. We'll find out in a little bit when I get done. Later. I'll talk to you later. So, you know, that's the fun of amateur radio. I don't have to stick to a script. I don't have to be anybody but myself. I am me who I am, and that's who I'm going to be. So, and, you know, and I let my guests do the same thing. That's the fun part about it, too. So, here we are, Ms. Milana. You have been here before, but, like you said, you know, life has changed pretty dramatically for you since then. And I think some of the answers to my typical question, my starting question is going to be a little bit different, and if not, I'm going to have you review for people who may not have heard you or know who you are, because I always want to start with the question of how did you come to know what your purpose is at this moment? Because our purpose may change literally in 5 minutes. You may have another one. But at this moment, without actually going into what it is, how did you come to know? Was there a turning point? Was there a situation to know what your purpose is right now?
No, it's kind of like going upstairs. You know, you have to go up so many stairs before you can see what's on the stair ahead of it. And after you go up those stairs and reach that level, then you're going to see what's because I don't think that our minds are open and receiving enough to get the whole big picture. And so we collect little pieces of it. And that, you know, that's my blog, Making Changes, is a it talks about the, I'm collecting pieces of the puzzle that is the whole grand picture. And so, you know, there was a time when being a holistic healer was my purpose in helping people get well. And then I went into emotional healing and subtle energy work because I realized that the wellness wasn't always physical, that even a physical problem might have an emotional or mental or spiritual imbalance that creates it. And then the more that I learned about subtle energy and going into metaphysics, and then that tied into world religions. And so that's where the taking the path of the mystic, because realizing how important religion is to mankind, and yet the spiritual principles that I teach now, those are the foundations of all of the world's religions. So, you know, it's kind of like in a circle, but the circle keeps expanding and expanding and expanding. So, you know, if you were to ask me what is my purpose, inside me, I want to say to take the world the truth. But I know that sounds arrogant. That sounds like I have all the answers. But it's that answer came to me in a song, by the way. I hear it, when I can't sing a song, when the words of a song bring tears to my eyes, when I choke and can't sing it, then I know that there's a message for me. There's something I have to learn in that. Same with movies. You know, if I watch it and every time I watch it, I cry through it, there's a message for me. It took me a long time to understand that that's why I blubber up and choke up when in different songs and stuff. But if I accept that there's a message and then just start to try to be open for it, invariably the answer comes. And once the answer comes, I can sing the song after that. And that's what happened. There was a Sunday school song. I used to teach fourth grade Sunday school. And there was, and it talked about the children taking the world the truth. And I couldn't, before I start to say that line, I would be crying, the children looking at me, wondering what's wrong with me. And that's when I learned that I'm to take the world the truth. But it's everybody's truth. Their reality is a little bit different. But what it is that it's not my truth I'm supposed to give. It's I'm supposed to help people find the truth that gives them their harmony and well-being. And that's what the healing work is that I do. So that's what physical illness stems from, as far as, you know, the indigenous people. Their priests and their healers are one and the same, because they've always approached healing from a emotional or spiritual aspect. So,
like you said, you know, you hear that, you know, that term of bring the people to truth. You know, my first thing was, you know, some of these, here we go again, some religious people, again, religion versus spirituality, and then I'm not saying there's anything with them or wrong with them. You know, you hear people say, I'm going to bring you to the truth. And a lot of people tend to go, oh, whoa, 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 whoa. What's to say mine isn't the truth, or what I'm believing or what I'm practicing or what I'm doing in my life isn't the truth? So I'm glad you clarified that a little bit, you know, and explained a little bit more of what you've come to know as far as that's concerned.
Yeah, you know, there was a woman in Hawaii that I worked with, and she had a lot of health problems and challenges. My neighbor just turned on their generator. She had a lot of health issues and relationship issues
based on having been sexually molested by her brother and his friend while she was very young. And the woman had worked on this for a long, long time, had been in analysis and everything else, but still could not be in a meaningful long-term relationship and still had reoccurring yeast infections and all of this. And so when she came to me for consultation, we pinpointed that very first time that the problem, the reason that she was had dealt with the issue of the brother and the friend, the thing she hadn't dealt with was her mother. Her mother knew and didn't support her, didn't protect her. And you have to figure, you know, I'm talking to a 37-year-old woman who has this problem, but this happened to her when she was 9 years old. So it is the 9-year-old that still has the problem. And in not releasing that, what we do is we attach logic to things that we feel. And the logic may not be logical, but we try to make sense of what we're feeling, because the feelings are their own like aura. And so once we hit that truth that it was anger at her mother, that she had not released that, all of a sudden that was the breakthrough that she needed. And that took care of the yeast infections. That also that made so much sense to her. And when she left my office that day, there was this transformation, physical transformation on her face. She looked younger. She looked beautiful. There was a glow about her. And it was that she had been set free from the prison of her own mind.
Now, well, there's a couple things that come to mind on that. I have heard before that sometimes with this trauma, somewhere in our mind, we latch on to that age when these things happen, such as, you know, there's a two-part to this. You know, I would have thought there were some emotional issues and emotional things that would not have allowed this woman to go past age 9. And yet, what I just heard you say is that, you know, when she came through and balanced out her life and her understanding of, you know, if you can ever really understand what happens to you in a rape situation, but you really can't, you know, but understand that it wasn't her doing, it wasn't her fault, that, you know, she can go on with her own life regardless of what her mom or anybody did to her, you know, that she looked younger. Now, so I guess I wonder, you know, sometimes I guess these things do age us faster than we want. These stumbling
blocks,
the these traumas, whatever it is, ages
what we sometimes see on people's face is the pain that they're carrying.
Okay.
And we carry the pain for years and years and years. And our central nervous system, the nerve endings are going to every portion of our body, and they carry the message of what we repeat over and over and over again in our minds and in our beliefs. And they carve, you know, because they're affecting collagen. And there's an aspect of Chinese medicine where you can read people's faces. You read the lines in their faces, around their eyes. Different areas of the face are related to different organs of the body. And if you have a palmist who reads palms, that is what they're reading, is the lines from the central nervous system and the images that for the different areas of your hand related to different areas of your body, like, you know, for reflexology. When my lifeline, I had a Thai Buddhist monk do a reading of my palms, and my lifeline was quite short. And that was back when I was a smoker. I smoked 2 packs of cigarettes a day. And then once I turned 35 and I quit smoking, over a period of years, and I didn't pay any attention to it, but I ran into someone who was a palmist, and she was reading palms. And she read my palm, and my lifeline now went down to my wrist. So, and it didn't before. So she said soft tissue can change within 6 to 12 months, and harder tissue takes years to change, but they can change. So, you know, I've helped people get rid of the wrinkles around their eyes by doing liver cleansing on the physical level as well as the emotional level, and releasing some anger and resentment that they've held on to. And over a period of time, the lines are gone. Nothing about us is carved in granite.
I bet there's a lot of people who'd like to get the wrinkles around their eyes taken away.
Well, you know, those are our chevrons. We earned those. And so
there you go.
There's nothing to be ashamed of about lines and wrinkles, because it's telling your life story. But if you don't like the story that it's telling, then you have to make a change. And then it can soften. And, you know, the woman that I talked about, that's part of what happened with her, is that when the pain went away, the stress on that particular nerve ending relaxed, and the little lines that were starting to appear were not as apparent anymore. It's pretty cool. I love it. I love to do the work that I do.
So what do you do? I mean, you talked a little bit about some of this healing and some of this processing. So you take people through past life regressions, and again, you know, this is where you and I differ just a little bit in understanding. You know, do you take them through their life history? What types of things do you do?
I developed
allow them to find new stumbling blocks.
Well, I developed a process that allows people to go into a light meditation, and I work as a guide because they are doing the visualization, and they are getting the message. And all I do, it's like it's almost like they go into a dream state. But in a dream, you are passive. You are a victim. You are, you know, if the lion is chasing you, then you wake up running. Whereas when I do this and the lion shows up and you start to run, I ask you, do you want to run or do you want to stop the lion? And if you tell me you want to stop the lion, then I ask you, what do you need? Do you need a stop sign or do you need a rifle? What do you need? And maybe you just want a stop sign and you hold it up to the lion and the lion stops and you tell it to go away. It empowers you because you become proactive in your healing process, whereas, like I said, in dreams, you're passive. You're caught up in the event that's going on. And so, you know, when it comes to the subject of past lives, I've heard people talk about past lives in the past and aliens and all kinds of stuff, because this is kind of the group of people that I end up always associating with. And what probably the one great blessing that I have is not to have a closed mind on any subject. And it kind of, there's a visual thing that I see in my mind, and it's this bookshelf. And when people come up with a subject that I have no opinion on at all, haven't formed an opinion on, not been interested in, or not been faced with it before, or whatever, I like close the book and put it up on the shelf and let it sit there. And when it's time for me to know more about it, all of a sudden, there will be people coming in, new information coming in, that starts to give me direction, informing what I believe, you know, an opinion on it. And when I do this healing technique that I do, other people who don't necessarily believe in past lives have seen themselves in other times. And so then, you know, I've just become a little bit more open to the idea. It really makes more sense to me now.
Okay. And anybody who's questioning, there is a kitty cat that's greeting us over on the other side, and I know that's coming from your side because I know you've got the little kitty cat there. So if anybody's wondering what the sound effects are.
My cat's sleeping, but there's chickens outside.
Ooh,
and there's probably...
Oh, chickens? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Very contented little
apparently
hen.
Apparently, I've been out of the country too long that I can't tell the difference between a cat and a chicken. Oh, boy. Okay.
Well, it's a little bit long distance, too. They're not in my yard.
I'm just joking around. I'm kind of joking around just because I can. Oh, Lord. You know, it is what it is. Anyway. Well, cool. I like the bookshelf because, you know, anybody that's been listening to this show for a while knows that, you know, even this show has changed over the time, and I've changed outlook and the way I do things, and you know, originally thought I'd never do not doing things like readings on the show as Jan and Barbara were able to do, and you'd be real amazed to know that last week somebody called in and I actually did an on-the-spot reading, which was very, very different, very unexpected for me to do. You know, right, exactly. Exactly. Totally cold question of what is spirit, what does the universe have to say for me? Not even a question for me to go into. So, yeah. You know, so as I interact with a lot of my guests, and hopefully you know, people who are hearing the show, whether it's for the first time or have been listening for, you know, any part of the 3 years that we've been on the air, you know, hopefully everybody can stay open-minded, you know, and if you've got questions, get a hold of our guests who are on and all of that kind of stuff because, you know, everybody that's been on is more than willing and able and open-minded to answer your questions and you know, help out and that kind of thing. So, you know, I hope people do that.
I think this has been a year of change for everybody. I don't know. It seems like all the changes that you have gone through with your radio program and now back to being a student in school and you have just really opened and blossomed as far as being in touch with spirit for doing readings and you're finding that your readings are accurate. But to me, the changes that I went in through this year had me questioning everything. It's like when the calendar changed over in the new year. You know, I knew where I was going. I knew what I was supposed to be doing. I knew my purpose. I'm getting out. I've got my third, you know, I was impressed to write 4 books. And after 4 books, then I'll start teaching workshops by invitation. And so of those 4, I have 2 already out. And then, of course, there was the book before the impression came in. And so, man, I had submitted it to a publisher who sat on it for 6 months before making a decision that it wasn't timely anymore. And so when the book came back, then it was like, okay, well, then let's put it out in the indie publishing world and get started on the next book. And So my husband started formatting it so that we could get it submitted. But it was like flipping over that page in the calendar to January 1, and I'm looking at my husband and I'm thinking, you don't look right. And then I'm noticing New Year's Day, his feet are all swollen. And his face had gotten gaunt and his shoulders and chest gaunt. And so I tried to take his blood pressure and my machine errored out. And the very next day I took him to a doctor in the barrio next to us. And the reason that my machine errored out is because not only was his blood pressure very, very high, but his pulse was very rapid. So then we end up going in for, you know, for all these tests, and everything was coming out fine. His blood pressure was down to normal, his triglycerides, his cholesterol is all fine, the blood sugar is fine. All of this. So why are his feet look like Popeye's, you know, Popeye's arms, the skinny little arms and the great big ends on them. And that's what his feet look like, and he would look so weak and everything, and was having trouble moving. There was pain in his hips and everything. And so it became a journey to try to find what was the cause that was going on. We went to a cardiologist in town in La Ceiba, and he started writing out prescriptions with just the EKG and looking at the other tests. And it's like, no. One of them was Lipitor. It's like, you know, I don't think we're on the same page. My husband and I are naturopaths, you know, so we're into herbal medicine, nutrition, right, all of that kind of stuff. It's like, you know, give me 7 pills. And then he says, oh, and in a few days I'll write another prescription because I know these pills give you an ulcer. It's like, no, that's not the mentality that we work with. So we came home and we started, he was taking Lasix for the edema, and we started working with nutrition. But it made huge improvements, but it didn't find the cause of the problem. And then he started going into panic anxiety, and so we were a week in one hospital, a week in another hospital, and you know, from before the hospital thing, it was like, you know, you may have the answer for someone else, but once you get caught up in all the emotion, you can't, it distorts your ability to be intuitive to your own needs. And so finally, I'm walking the dog out on the river one morning on the way to the beach, and I went, okay, if I was the wisest woman in the world, that's my WWW, and I do that a lot, if I was the wisest woman in the world, I would do what? What would I do with someone who had my husband's problem? And the answer came like screaming at me, take him to the emergency room. This is an emergency situation. And that's what we did. That started the hospital thing.
This is after how many weeks or months that you've been dealing with this. And I'll take him to the emergency room, you know?
Yeah, exactly. This had become an emergency situation. You know, the little doctor that we went to, it wasn't an emergency situation at that time, but it had, even though he was getting stronger and stronger doing, because we had cold gray days and stuff, so I was doing fresh soups every day, lots of fresh vegetable soups and things like that, but so he was getting stronger. There was a lot that looked better on him, but the pain in the hips was still there, and the condition was progressing to put him into panic anxiety. And so anyway, by the end of, that was in January, so here by June, we're starting to get answers, but we're living in a foreign country. We don't have health insurance. I maxed out our credit cards. I used up every bit of money that I had rat-holed everywhere. And so here we are in a foreign country, absolutely broke with a health problem going on. And neighbors recommended a doctor in San Pedro Sula. That's a 3-hour drive away. But that's where the greatest technology is. And so then someone else helped us locate an ambulance for Red Cross. And it was only $50 more than taking a taxi that distance because we couldn't do a bus. And in his condition with his breathing, to take a plane would not have done at all. And so a person helped us find that and negotiated the price for us to have it down and affordable. And then our neighbors recommended the doctor up there, and then they also got a hold of a friend of theirs who lived in that town because they had moved to the United States in the meantime. So they got a hold of a friend who lived there, and she came to the hospital with her bilingual son to be with us and to help out. And she talked to the doctors and was telling the doctors our story because professionals have to learn English here, but if they don't use it, they don't remember it. So it was a little rough on being able to clearly communicate. And once she told them our story, they waived their fees. They treated my husband for free. So all we did was pay for the hospital cost, and I stayed there at the hospital. They're looking at doing medical tourism. So they have sofas in the rooms, great big rooms, little patios, and they'll serve you meals, just like, you know, they bring them to the room when they bring the patient's meals. And they were wonderful, and they made sure that there was a bilingual person that was on call anytime that we needed her. And it was like an extension of family. It was just an amazing experience. And, you know, back with the WWW, the wisest woman in the world, one of the impressions that I got after that was I kept seeing works out perfect for us. Everything works out perfect for us. And I even wrote it on a poster and hung it up in my bedroom so that I would see that. And I would think about it when I walked to the beach. It would come through my mind, everything works out perfect for us. Everything works out perfect for us. And then when we went to the hospital, and I was really worried when we went to the hospital because I had already hit that credit card pretty hard. I mean, I keep a low balance credit card. And so, and then when the doctors waived the fees, it was just the most amazing thing. So, yes, everything worked out perfectly for us. Are you there?
And if you hadn't said that, like you say, your signal's coming in and out a little bit. So you're pretty clear, but if we lose you, we'll know why. And if you hadn't said that you were into all of this holistic stuff, you know, you grow your own vegetables, you live out in this country, you know, I think you even do some natural stuff with the critters over there. You know, if you hadn't said that, you know, maybe the first thing to me would have been, you know, a metal toxicity or, you know, a food poisoning or, you know, probably something worse than that. You know, but you've got this stuff that the good thing is, you know, with your background and with what you know, you were able to rule out some things that maybe the doctors might not have ruled out quite as quickly because they don't know. You know,
right.
And I'm sure that's all part of it too. You know, what do you know? What can you say? As soon as they say something, it's like, no, that can't be. We know that can't be. So try the next step. You know, and yet you still have to go through some of these medical tests. And I guess that, you know, some of that says to me too, you know, no matter how, you know, sometimes we want to live in a totally holistic world, and sometimes there are people that want to live in a totally medical world. And, you know, in today's day and age, we really can't. You know, we've got to learn something about, you know, what things are out there naturally to help heal us and what things are out there medically to help heal us and test and do some of that. I mean, that's where I see it right now.
Yeah, the main thing is be aware and be informed because nobody cares about you more than you. So I might be the greatest naturopath in the world, but I have my own life and my own concerns, and my they are the fires and flat tires of my life, and they need my attention. And so they have to come before my clients, before the people that need my help. So when my life is absolutely balanced, then that's fine, and I have allotted times for all of the priorities in my life. But sometimes you find yourself pumping up tires and putting out fires and trying to play catch up because you've gone too far in one extreme or the other and you're not in balance anymore. And so the decisions that you make are not always the highest and best for someone else because you're having to take care of you first. And so every single one of us need to be aware and informed. When any client that ever asks me about their pharmaceuticals, I cannot tell you not to take a pharmaceutical because a medical doctor has prescribed that for you. But all I do is say, look it up on the Internet and read the contraindications. And when you see what they are and the ratio of people taking that have had the problem, then you have to decide if your condition to you warrants you taking the chance. It's not, and there, you know, I really believe that you can have a condition that is so advanced that it's not possible in the time allowed for a natural cure to do it. To be sufficient. It's like my husband is doing very well now. I mean, he's still, you know, the amount of stress and everything that he was in before this came on and after has affected the cartilage and connective tissue in his hip joints. So he's still painfully walking, but where he was with the arrhythmia after the doctor says that the condition of the heart indicates there's been two small heart attacks and then the panic anxiety coming from swollen liver and stomach and pressing against the diaphragm, all of this kind of stuff, that trying to do that with chamomile tea is, you know, there's just not enough time for the positive influence of the chamomile tea. He needs the pharmaceuticals to get things back in balance, and then we start to build nutritionally. So, you know, there's a number of conditions that really require the two. Because the pharmaceuticals will never rebuild. Pharmaceuticals control and or do the work for the organ. And all of us know that when you pay people not to work, they don't go to work. And so it's the same with your organs. When you have something that is making an organ do something, then the organ's not going to go, well, I can take over now. So that has to be a condition that you know and understand and make your choices on. But with what we're doing here, the pharmaceutical is keeping things regulated and modulated, and then which gives us time to rebuild and strengthen nutritionally. And, of course, nutritionally would be with supplements as well as specific food programs.
You know, I hear another little piece in here that I need to, I know this was not supposed to be part of what we were going to touch on today, but, you know, in that same line, though, you know, okay, you guys are healthy. You know, you eat healthy. You do your exercise. You walk around the beach. You run with the dogs, this kind of stuff, you know, and I know your husband, you know, did the daily walk with the dog and everything. something else. Again, just from what I've seen on your Facebook pages, a lot of this, you know, I'm aware of on the outside, and that we've talked outside of these radio show and stuff. You know, I've got a friend that's, you know, today I got information yesterday. She is a dancer. I mean, an avid, like, competitive dancer. She ended up having, I don't know which they ended up saying it finally was, either a heart attack or a stroke. But again, something that, you know, you think you're real healthy. So nothing can be really eliminated. You know, if you're not feeling well, find out from somebody what it is. Don't sit there and wait, because it could be something serious. You know, but also listen to your intuition of, is it serious? Is it maybe just an indigestion? Is it something simple? But follow your gut, you know, when this stuff comes, just like you did, you know. Okay, so, you know, you look at your husband and go, something's not right. You know, because, and a lot of times when you see people every day, you can't even tell that. So, you know, I'm kind of amazed in one level that you could. You know, we don't notice somebody that we live with, whether they're putting on or taking off weight on a regular basis when we see them every day. You know, those kinds of things. So it's good that you saw that, that you noticed that you did something. And that's what we kind of need to do with ourselves. You know, look in the mirror every day. And in the process of telling yourself, hey, I love you and have a great day, you know, notice if there's any changes. And notice how you feel on a daily basis. Because you just never know. You just never know, no matter how healthy you are. So. Did I lose you? I did lose you. I guess you just called back in, too, because I see you over there. And let's see. Did you hear any of that? Milana, are you there? Well, maybe I lost something here. I believe I'm still connected. Milana? Well, if you're there, you go ahead and talk, and I'm going to put myself on hold here for a minute and try to call back in or something, because I don't know what's up here. I don't hear you. I don't. So, again, maybe I'll say anybody that happens to be in the chat room, please let us know if we are on the air at the moment or what might have happened. And I'll be right back. Alana, feel free to share if you're on there. I hear her now. I hear the wires going back and forth. Are you, Milana, where did you go? Come on. I hear you talking about the two-hour program. You must be talking to Orden over there. Come on. Your phone apparently is acting up. So, well, I don't know what to say. I'll just leave you off hold and see what we can do and let you know. And we will go from there. In the meantime, I'll see if I can pull one of these callers on and see if they have a question for you. Let's see here. Area code 714, are you there? Do you wish to speak to Milana today? Yeah.
Hello?
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 You are
on
Purpose Talk Radio. I can. Can you hear me?
I can. I can hear you. Yeah, you got me on live. I just was able to get on right now. How are you doing, Cindy?
Gee, I just realized who I've got on here. Hello, Mona. I'm doing fine. You know, I didn't even look at the phone number. I should have known this number by now. So I don't know if Milana's going to come back on or not, but feel free to share here if you wish. and I hear the phone wire acting up in the background, so. But I don't hear her actually being able to speak to us.
Who?
Milana.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh.
Did you wish to share something with us, or were you just hanging around?
Are you talking to Mona? Oh, you are talking to me. Okay, hi.
I am talking to Mona.
Are you talking to me? Okay, I wasn't sure who you were talking to. I was just able to get on right now, and I guess somebody reached me over to have a conversation. But, hey, have a happy Monday. How's everybody doing?
There you go. Well, I'm waiting for Milana to come back on to be able to share with us, you know, on this topic of stumbling into your purpose. So, you know, I don't know. Like you said, she's having some phone issues and things. I don't know if we've lost her completely. I do have her off hold, and I hear the phone jiggling back and forth, but I don't actually have her on the air.
So she must have gotten dropped then, right?
No, I'm looking at the phone thing. I'm just not hearing her. Milana, feel free to jump in if you're there. Or to try calling back. I don't know.
So how's the weather out there?
Anyway. Okay. Oh, come on. Don't do that. Don't change the subject on me here. It's fine out here. You know, we're doing all right.
It's hot and humid here. It feels icky.
There you go. So do you have something to say about stumbling into your purpose or having things happen in your life that derail what you think of?
For me? No, not at the moment.
But well then.
I'm just preparing for Michelle's birthday tomorrow.
There you go. You are on the air live, so people don't even know who you're talking about. But anyway, so there you go. There you go. Well, I'm going to, you know, see what we can do about, see what this other caller has to share, if they've got something about stumbling into your purpose. You know, I'll probably put you back on hold unless you got a question for Milana or something along the way. Just hit one and we'll bring you back on. How's that sound?
Sure, that'd be great.
All right. Thanks, Mona, for listening.
Hey, you're welcome.
Okay. So, let's see. We have an area code of 647. Are you there, caller?
Hey there.
Hi,
can you
there.
Hear me? It's Andrea.
I can. Oh, hi, Andrea.
Hey there.
I have lost Milana completely, but we will say, you know, I know you're listening, and I thought, well, I bring you on anyway. You are on the air live. You know, I know you've had some stumbling blocks, too. See, I interrelate to these people on Facebook.
Sorry.
On Facebook over
here. She laughs.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, why don't we let you share a little bit till we can get her back on. Hopefully she comes back on. You know, how do you overcome some of these stumbling blocks once you encounter them? Because, you know, you think you've got this line of purpose and what you think you're going to do with your life, and, you know, you don't just get lemons. You get the bombing of the lemons, and you got to do something with them because you can't catch them fast enough. I don't know how to describe some of these things. But, you know,
that pretty much describes it greatly there. I'm still in the midst of, you know, resolving some stuff. But my understanding is that as I become aware of what my purpose is, which is what happened for me, which is about empowering women, it's like more crap has been showing up because I made a conscious decision to change my experience, which led to unveiling of some of the stuff that had been shown up in the sort of like underlying cause of the problem. And it's as we deal with it step by step and shift it, then I'm attracting more of what I desire. Is it easy? No. Quite honestly, it's hard as hell. I'd be very, very blunt. It's very difficult. People think that, oh, I'm gonna live my vision, do what I want, but you don't realize what it will entail. Because in order to attract what I want, in order to create what I've been called to create, I have to uncreate what I've created thus far. You know, it's the old Einstein's quote, that comment about you can't solve the problems consciousness that created the problem. In other words, a certain consciousness created the problems that I had experienced up until now. And it's as I'm shifting that consciousness, it takes time to do it. But I've come to the point where, you know, I'm just willing to do whatever it's going to take because I know what I've been called to do.
Well,
can you hear me?
Sense.
Yeah, you know,
yeah,
it's like we think it's not we forget that it's not easy. Because it's, I mean, it would be easier for me to stay in my old pattern. Because that's what I've known, right? I'm 53 years old. I've lived a certain way for 53 years, which has got me what I've manifested thus far. So I'm unraveling 53 years. I'm blessed that I'm not doing it by myself, because you can never do it by yourself. You always have to attract resources and people that can help you, coach you through the process, and I've been blessed that I've done that. But it's still, you know, yeah, it's, you know, your quote at the very beginning, you said, what happens when life doesn't go exactly as you plan? You get angry and tell the universe, forget it. You shake your fist at God, you stumble beyond it, and find a way to get to your purpose anyway. Well, you know, I'm in the last one. You know, I'm stumbling through it. And I'm still living my purpose. It's just, you know, taking more time than I expected. But I'm doing what I'm called to do.
Mm-hmm.
We have to make that commitment to ourselves. Because the bottom line, it has to be a commitment to myself. To do what I've been called to
do. What kind of tools did you use to get beyond those?
For me, my major tool is emotional freedom technique, which is an energy mm-hmm. practice. And I practice EFT.
Some people know as tapping.
Yeah.
Right.
Otherwise known as tapping. That's correct. I have a coach, Drew Ryder, brilliant, brilliant man. And we joke all the time because I say, he is the gift of the universe. He is also the joke of the universe for me. I'm from Jamaica. My ancestors were slaves to British people, British landowners, okay? Drew is a British man living in Spain. Big part of my issue is around trauma that was caused by a family member who is a male.
Mm-hmm.
The person who's been the biggest help for me this past year, basically, because I started working with him in January, has been Drew, a white man from Britain. I say it's the joke of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be willing to step out, you know, because, I mean, another coach had recommended me that I connect with Drew, and I just thought, she's nuts.
Right.
And I can say that honestly, Denise Michaels is the one who suggested that I work with Drew. And I just thought, she's nuts, right? But it's now the biggest gift in my life. So we have to be willing to do what I got to the point where I'm willing to do whatever it takes to make the shift happen.
Cool.
And
okay.
Yeah, I'm just willing to do what I need to do.
Excellent. Okay. Well, and that's just it. We have to reach out. We have to, you know, as I was talking to Milana, you know, we have to reach out to what's in front of us, what's available to us,
and move forward from that. You know, sometimes it's a holistic, sometimes it's a medical, sometimes it's a coach, sometimes it's, you know, a spouse or a friend or whatever. And intuitively just pay attention to what we need and what will be of service to us to get us beyond these things. I guess that's kind of the way I look at it at this point, you know. And sometimes the stumbling blocks are self-created. Sometimes they are created by other people. Sometimes they're just created by the universe. You know, that it's like things just happen sometimes. You know, the weather, you know, when it's raining outside, there's going to be a puddle. It's kind of a given. You know, as we go through life, we're bound to run into people that we like and don't like, that we get along with, that we don't get along with. You know, and how that influences us on a day-to-day basis, we never know. You know, we may, you know, 6 years up the road go, dang it, this person's real familiar. Oh, they remind me of, you know, a past boss. Or, you know, and you never thought you had a problem with the boss because you had a good job. You know, it was fine. It was whatever. You know, you left on good terms, but here there was some little irk. You never know what happens. It just does sometimes.
Yeah. Now, it's
cool.
I mean, the other piece to me, too, as I said, you had asked whether some of the tools, that, you know, meditation is huge. It's huge. Because it's how I, you said, connecting with the divine and intuitively know what's behind some of the stuff that's happening and where what I need to do or what my next step is to move forward on the path, right?
Right.
You know.
Still small way. And again, whether it's a 5 minute or a half hour or a guided meditation that you hear on YouTube or a CD that you've got, or whether it's, you know, it might be reading your favorite book. That might be the meditation you need. You know, again, everybody's got to choose their own way of doing this. So, you know, we don't talk about specific things people, you know, should or how they should do it. But you're right, you know, again, listening for that still small voice, however you're going to get it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's kind of what we said through this whole thing, you know, that intuition that, whatever it is, you know, it sometimes tells you to turn right instead of left. And you go, what the? That's not the way to work. You know, the intuition that says, sit still for 5 more minutes and just be here. And, you know, you find out that, oh, I don't know, somebody that you really needed to talk to was calling you, but they, you know, had trouble dialing the phone. Who knows? Whatever. I'm just kind of arbitrarily throwing some things out. You know, and that person's got an answer for you for a new job. Whatever. You know, that meditation just stops us in our tracks for a little while.
Yeah. So no, I mean, yeah, I just had the brilliant example of that yesterday, you know, where all of a sudden someone responded to something I posted on Facebook and said that she couldn't connect with that event, but she wanted to connect, you know, she wanted to chat with me. And, you know, we chatted and are continuing the conversation, and now she's referring me to people who could possibly connect me with people who could be clients. Now, if I had said no to initially connecting with her, that I would shutting myself off from possibility, you know? But it's as we listen and hear whatever the direction is, whatever the step is, I didn't know what the result was. All I knew is I needed to talk to this woman. You know, there was a reason why I need to chat with her. Well, half an hour later, it's like, it's phenomenal. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's about listening to find out and staying quiet. However, as you said, however you do that, everyone... You know, some people it's walking meditation. Some people, as you said, picking up a book that speaks to them and they get messages through the book, you know? So whatever way it is for you to connect with the divine, however you choose to, whatever label you choose to use, just follow that.
Right. Cool.
You know?
I appreciate you sharing and kind of just jumping in here.
Your mom
still has not come back, but I do have some of her notes, so I'm probably going to share off some of that for a little bit here, too. So thank you, and thank you for listening.
You're welcome.
Stick you back on hold here and try and finish, wrap up the show. Thanks. Okay, well, I know some of the things that Milana did want to share with you. Like I said, she wrote out a nice outline for me, so I'm gonna try and delve into a little bit of it from that piece of information. Because what I wanted her to share is, you know, she basically did have this aha moment herself. And again, like we were talking, whether it's meditation, you know, she told you that she was walking along the beach and got this, what would the wisest woman in the world do? You know, and that was her meditation at the time, her focusing, her going within and finding out what to do. You know, she said she kept hearing in her mind that everything was going to work out perfectly for them, and it did. It did by getting that written off, the doctor bill written off, getting by that she was able to stay at the hospital, you know, for all that kind of time while her husband was getting the treatment, and they were trying to stabilize, and they were trying to find out what was actually wrong. You know, connecting with the right people. And as she got away from that, you know, and now as Orton's getting better, and, you know, they're able to have, you know, the kind of life that they were expecting where they are. Basically, she said that her eyes and her mind would see the worst thing first, you know, but in the quiet place, she was able to hear that it would be okay. Let's see. You know, and she could see herself going into, you know, these goals that she said she had of speaking to people, getting that other book published. You know, she had some visions for herself, you know, being in that gray suit and standing up and talking to those groups, hanging out with some visions of O and Magna, you know, walking on the sand road and being eventually, you know, she's going to be planning to still do that. Right now, this year, she had this stumbling block of not having the book come out exactly the way she thought and not having her husband be healthy. You know, now, as things go on, she can start looking at that. And then found on Facebook a thread about John Hagelin, who's a physicist, Plan for Peace, and how easy the ripple effect, the ripple idea really is. She said that it took her to thinking of Dr. Emoto's work with water and singing the song, Let There Be Peace on Earth. And she kind of alluded to some of this before. And that is the song that actually brought her to tears and first anger and now that peace within herself. Because what she was able to learn was the lesson of, you know, when there's music or movies or anything, and it does elicit that strong emotional piece, then that is spirit telling her that it's time to stop and listen and pay attention. And so, like I said, you know, there's not only those stumbling blocks. You know, we insist on hanging on the thing that doesn't work for us. Sometimes when we pray, we think that there's going to be a different outcome because it's what we want. But that's not the case. It's not the case at all. We need to pay attention to those sounds. We need to say, well, you know, is there a reason that we've got this stumbling block right now? Did we cause it? Is the universe just telling us to sit still and wait? Or are we on the wrong path? And only we're going to know. You know, right now, Milana's got this break in what her path she thought her path was. And she's ready to move on to something else. So, you know, what happened today was to not have electricity and that she couldn't share the final pieces of this interview with you all. But, you know, I'm grateful that she had written out a lot of this for me, of what she wanted to say today, because I'm not able to finish that and able to share the end of her story with you. So what I would like to tell you also is there are several ways that you can get a hold of Milana if you'd like to do that. She is on Facebook as Milana Ashley, M-A-L-A-N-A, last name A-S-H-L-I-E. So you can connect her with that. I always say, though, folks, if you are trying to reach people personally, please make sure that you send them a message and don't just send them a friend request. It's much more personal. They know where it's from. And if it's anybody that I work with, I suggest that they don't answer a just generic friend request without an information. So, but the other, what you can do, there's two actual Facebook pages. One is MilanaAshley.author that you can find her on Facebook, and the other is A Healing Perspective. And you can get some more stories from her on that. Her website is wisdompathway.com. And then Milana also, the thing that she talked about last time, she does a project with single mothers in Honduras. And you can find that. It's called Gringos in Paradise. It's gringos.n.paradise. You can find that as well. Or her blog, which is Making Changes, makanchanges.blogspot.com. So with that stuff, you'll be able to find and locate her. Let's see. What we did not do is an affirmation for the day. And I think I'm going to make it very simple. I keep moving forward on my path, regardless of what might get in my way to cause stumbling blocks. Yeah, I'll make it just quite that simple. As I type it myself, says, I am on my path to purpose, no matter what might get in my way to try to cause stumbling blocks. And I know for some people that even putting the word stumbling blocks makes it not quite an affirmation, but I'm going to do it. Because you know what? Sometimes those stumbling blocks actually launch us forward. Ever think of that? You know, sometimes when you trip on something, you end up moving forward a lot faster than you had before. You know, your feet just kind of trip you forward. Something to think about. You know, something that trips you up is not always a negative. Sometimes it can be a positive. Sometimes it can make you fly forward and over something else that might have really caused the problem. Just something to think about and something to share. So, let's see. Next week, I am going to have Shantina Gladney on our show. She's actually out here in the Milwaukee area with me and has had, here we go again, somebody with some physical challenges, some health challenges that basically, they didn't think she was going to make it through and pull through. And she is. And she is, as a result of it, coaching, sharing, working with people in creating their purpose, their business, small entrepreneurs. But that kind of thing, too. You know, entrepreneur doesn't necessarily mean a business or making money. It's just something to think about for people that will say, oh, that's not me. Think about it as, again, what is yours to do, whether it be a volunteer or work for someone else or create your own business. So she'll be on next week. I think that is pretty much the show for today. If you would like to reach me, you can at cindy@purposetalkradio.com, C-I-N-D-Y at purposetalkradio.com. On our website, purpose.com, we have information about our past guests, future guests, ideas for our show. Like I said, there is that marketing program over there, too, if you'd like to share with other people what we have, share with other people anything that you have that might help them
create a purpose, live the life that they're supposed to. That would be great. And you'll find that over there as well. And what else is coming up and going on these days? Nothing. You know, this week we do remember those involved in the occasion of 9/11. You know, we still think of those families and those people who lost their lives as a result of that. And send out prayer to them. We send out prayer to all those who are battling for our country and battling for the lives of other people. And we are grateful to them. So as 9/11 comes up, please consider that and think of that. I know for my own spiritual practice, this week is Unity World Day of Prayer. And it happens to fall on 9/11. And one of the things that we are using for the theme is we are the light of the world. And we are. As you, as a person, look at what's happening in the world, you know, you can be and you are the light of the world if you want to be. And in doing so, not only do you share who you are and what you're supposed to be, but you might give someone else just that little edge, a tiny light up that, you know, is theirs. So we are the light of the world. Let your light shine. And I hope you'll do that this week, next week, and every day that you go into the world. So for now, I think that's about it. We have our song, I Am Who I Am, by the group True Trinity. Again, the vocalist on that is Jillian Clark. My co-writers are Jillian, Rachel Martinez, and myself on that song. And if I can find it, I was going to, you know, Mona jumped on here. I was going to have her do her simplicity sign that we talked about last week. But again, we didn't get it loaded, so a little hint for her for the next time. So I wish you all soul blessings as we close with I Am Who I Am. And thank you all for listening. If you wish to hear this show again, go back to the same link that brought you here today, and you will get it. So I wish you all soul blessings. Thank you. Have a great week.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.